The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a new tool has been designed to show how long it would take for a first-time buyer to obtain a home in the locality based on current building rates. It's found it would take more than 100 years in 18 of the 166 electoral districts in the state. Joining us now is Rob Cass, who co-designed the website 1millionhomes.ie, showcasing these findings. Rob, just to explain to us in layman's language what exactly you did.
Yeah, hey Shane, good afternoon. Hey. What we did was we took the number of 18 to 44-year-olds not owning in the country, which is about 1.35 million from the census, and then we look at the amount of new builds in the last 12 months at each district or parish, because we're quite parochial in Ireland. And so it looks at district level, it looks at county level to give a county league table, a bit of county rivalry, and then a national level. So one divided by the other gives you the amount of years it would be if you're a mammy with a son or a daughter living at home. At what point do you get a home?
No, I suppose important is that there's a couple of, a couple of caveats we should mention. You're obviously talking about new homes only. Obviously, there's still the potential, albeit there's not too many houses for sale, second-hand houses, but it doesn't include second-hand houses.
It was years to keys, which is to either rent or own, and then a county level looks at first-time buyers of new and existing. So there's two different metrics. One looks at the 18 to 44. So if you take Dungarvan, where I am, as a Culchie, we have 5,500 not owning, and then there's 56 new builds. So 5,000 divided by 56 is about 100 years, as you said, to get a home if you're in Dungarvan today. And yeah, so that's a simple calculation of either rent or own.
Okay. What was the area where it was hardest to buy a new home?
The hardest to buy a new home. So if you go into the inner cities of Dublin, so that's hard. So you're more than 400 years. The motivation.
That's a long time to wait to buy a house, isn't it?
Yeah, it taps into going why we built it. Like the genius that is Ed who built it, I would have known the numbers of the housing, but he made it look nice, because if you look at the audience, these are communities, young people, mammies, employers who need to understand it, and you take out all the jargon of housing. I've gone, Drogheda is like the Champions League of Ireland. They have the highest rate of housing supply in the whole of Europe at the moment, would you believe, per person?
Really?
We don't give enough credit to that. I've gone, I think in Ireland, tough on ourselves, going there 8 years to get a home. Their rate is three times faster than the housing supply plan, which is brilliant. And we're going, well, if you're a culture like me in Dungarvan and you're seeing my parish depleted because my young kids can't get because of the GAA, because we can't get homes, we go, why can't we be like Drogheda Rural as well, please?
Wow, that's really interesting. I wonder what it is about Drogheda, what they're doing differently.
Their secret sauce. I think it comes back down to your love of sport as well. It's a mindset, trust the process. They've got an infrastructure with HISCO. They've got good leadership, and they're interested in delivery. So they've got I think that's a great one of what our intention was behind the site, of going, give recognition to those, but also give hope, because it shows it's already been done somewhere in the country, but not even just at the highest levels of the country, the highest levels in Europe. So it's like they're in the Champions League. Let's get looking at Drogheda, and let's actually put a bit of feet to fire in councillors who set the housing plans locally and go, well, why aren't you copying what Drogheda are doing in every parish, in every district, so that young people get homes faster? And as a result of that, Shane, there's a secondary spin off to this. You talk about clubs, like the GAA has been depleted in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We've lost out in homes. We're losing out. There's nothing stopping homes being built. Other than mindset, we're not a country that's full. Like, we can actually go in very basic terms. You only need 25 homes to give a parish an underage team. That's already been done in Drogheda.
It's
as simple as it is.
I was thinking about this a good bit. I was reading about what you'd done, and it's a fascinating piece of research. And then I was kind of pondering it, and I was thinking, would it, you know, if you did this 50 years ago, would it be the same? And maybe it would, but I suppose if you go back to the 1990s and the early noughties, it wouldn't have been the same. Of course, we were probably building them in the wrong places back then, but that's beside the point. But I suppose it does show we can do it and Drogheda has shown you can do it as well.
We actually went back, if you go back to go forward, if you watch the precedent, from the 80s to the 90s and the 90s to the 2000s, we used to have a simple ratio. So when I'm out with communities explaining this, I've gone, it's a simple ratio of 1-1-2. One job, one home, two kids. We did that ratio for 40 years. And then the only thing that happened 10 years ago is gone, that ratio changed. So we've done records amount of jobs, but we decided centrally to plan to just 200,000 homes, which led to only 400,000 kids. Now, we're still, as a second half language, we're still going to be creating 800,000 jobs in the next decades. We therefore have to plan for 800,000 homes. And that lead to 1.6 million kids, because Drogheda is already doing that in excess. The other bit is Blanchardstown, by the way, for the dubs inside the M50 in the bubble. Blanchardstown is on the highest rates of supply in Dublin. They're on building 1,000 homes in a district per year. They're up, so the other second, so what? The speed rate at which they've doubled. So it shatters a lot of myths of high performers. And again, to use the sports analogy, the good ones are going even greater. They are gone from 50, 200, 400, 1,000 homes a year in the district. And the wow, they're on 400 first-time buyers a year of new builds in Blanche. So if Blanche can get to the first-time buyers, and Drogheda are the best in Ireland, every single mammy, daddy, young person needs to be saying, councillors, get me Drogheda, get me Blanche, repeat it.
Yeah.
And the last bit for you of going, why we've built for communities, the Gaeltachts. Nobody measures housing supply in the Gaeltachts. I know there are only 106,000 people, but we got to protect them. So we said, as communities, and I sit up, I look opposite one in Dungarvan, I look onto On Rhine, I go, if we can show that Gaeltachts can survive and thrive, it protects the language and the young people go on there, and therefore they're more symptomatic of the wider rural, actually the inspiring bit.
Rob, brilliant. Copmaeve, Leon, Sarine, Fado. I spent a year in Ring many years ago, but absolutely fascinating research. I still can't get my head around Drogheda being in the Champions League. But that aside, it's really, really interesting. Rob Cass, who co-designed that really interesting website, 1millionhomes.ie, showcasing these findings. I think we need to talk to Drogheda and find out what they're doing. Let's do that at some point over the next couple of days, because it's really interesting.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.